Knicks family, welcome back to the Garden Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with my big cousin, Rick the Ruler. How you feeling right after tonight's win versus the Miami Heat, man?
I mean, I knew we were going to win, but was this a tough win?
Man, was it. This was all four quarters.
Oh, yeah.
This is all four quarters, man. Like, there was no... we got at any point outside of the last 30 seconds, did we feel like we had this game?
Yeah.
Not once. Playoff basketball, man. Playoff basketball. And listen, honestly, I believe no matter how this goes, each game will be just like this. Each and every game will be just as stressful. To be honest with you, last game was just this stressful too. And it's shout out to the chat, man. Listen, I just asked my wife. I said, you got any Tylenol? I got a headache, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy today. Oh man. Shout out to you, Izzy. My God. Glad I can breathe. Your peace and abundance, my guy. Peace and abundance, my G.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. What a game. What a game, bro. Where do we even start? Is there a way to start? Like, is there start?
Well, yeah. I mean, because we had a pregame show. If you missed that, you can check that out on YouTube channel, mm-hmm. Guard Up Knicks. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of things that we said that we needed to see happen. So let's review. Did mm-hmm. those things happen?
Wow. The three things I said was communication.
Yep.
Which we saw that.
Yeah.
Making shots. Which.
Definitely saw that.
Better than last game.
Yes, for sure.
And what was my third?
I mean, it was kind of. Two of them were kind of communication because you said, you know, on offense and on defense. So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So. I think we saw all of those things tonight. Was it a fight? I don't know where they found this Gabe Vincent character from.
I told you he was I didn't tell you on the show with Joe the other night. I was saying that he's not afraid to take big shots, and boy, did he.
Gabe Vincent has no chill at all. Zero chill.
Yeah.
He took whatever shot he wanted. It didn't matter who was in front of him. And I guarantee you, those are all the shots that Miami Heat want him to take.
Yeah.
That's why he takes it.
Yeah.
He was good for him. You had asked, who is the main guy going to be with Jimmy Butler out? mm-hmm. And I said Bam Adebayo.
And I said no way.
Right. Now, if you look at his stats, he had 15, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. And don't get me wrong.
Okay.
That's a good game. But as the guy, I mean,
no.
5 out of 10 shots, and you only took 10. Gabe Vincent took more shots than you. Max Strus took more shots than you. Caleb Martin took more shots than you. You took one more shot than Kevin Love. Now, Miami Heat is built a little bit different. They're not built around one guy. So,
well,
you know, it's I understand, but look like they built around Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, it did look at that.
Kyle Lowry only played 31 minutes tonight. Mm-hmm. 6 points. Did have 6 assists. I can't stand Kyle Lowry.
I don't like anything about him. Nope. Not with it.
I don't like... Now, if he was on my team, I'd love him, of course, because he gets on everybody's nerves. He's such a dirty player.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't realize it. I knew it. I guess I knew it because I'm a baller. I can pick it out, but I didn't think that he was this... destructive. This guy's like a ball of fire out there sometimes.
He's a menace. He know it. He's smart about it too.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But you know, I think we figured it out after the first game. Like, okay, this is what he's doing. Cool. You know, take that into consideration. I don't know, man. I just feel like this guy, this Gabe Vincent guy is just outrageous. He's outrageous. Back to the chat real quick before we get to some of these stats. Big L says we still need to adjust. Absolutely. Absolutely, bro. This is gonna be a long series. This is not gonna be a 5-game series. Might not even be a 6-game series. I just feel like every now and then I watch this game, I'm like, no matter which way this is going 7. I can just feel it. Because these teams match up pretty well.
Yeah.
They match exactly. up pretty well. They actually match up pretty
which
well.
Which originally is why I was glad that they beat the Bucks, because I was just like, I don't know how we going to match up against the Bucks. Giannis is just one of those players, Drew Holiday, and you got Lopez and, you know, Middleton. I was like, we don't match up with that team very well. Right. Could we do all right with them? Yeah. In a series, could we beat them? I'm not too sure. But I was like, Miami? Yes. We can definitely play them in a series. We could definitely beat them in a series. But we got to come out there each night. We got to play. So tonight shows that both teams really, really want this series.
Yeah.
Because Miami and they were like neck and neck the entire game.
The whole game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull up a stat real quick that was talking about how many times the lead changed, how many times the score was tied. The lead changed 16 times. The game was tied 13 times. The biggest lead on both sides was 8 points. Like, these teams are very well matched. This is not going to be easy series at all.
Man, I'm not looking forward to Jimmy Butler getting back. I was mad at the end watching the Knicks fan talk trash to Jimmy Butler. I said, please, please don't get this guy. Shut up. Leave him alone.
That's the dude that he was waving at?
Yeah, like, there's just certain guys you don't trash talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a game we played against the Brooklyn Nets. I think it was like 2 years ago. And Kyrie Irving was like looking trash first half. Knicks fan was feeling good going into halftime and started talking trash to him as he's leaving, going through the tunnel. I said, we're going to lose this game. We're going to lose this game. I knew we were going to lose because now he has someone to direct that energy towards. You know what I mean? And the guys at the top, that's what they look for. They look for a reason to just, you know what I mean, to go off. And he went off that second half, and I think we lost by like 17 or whatever it was. Anyway, I'm hoping that Jimmy Butler forgets by Saturday about this random Knick fan when he's in Miami, and then we can just have a regular basketball game. Malik said, what a effing game. Ooh. Listen, man, from jump ball, like I couldn't get my nerves calm at all. Like I said, I still need a headache. You hear me?
Yeah.
I still need a Tylenol, man. Jose says 8 ankles beat 10 ankles today. Total grit.
Wow.
Izzy says, why can't Mitch just bank them? Bruh.
All he needs is a little arc in that shot, man. A little arc in that shot.
It's like, what happened to those contraptions that was like the net around the hoop and you had to shoot over the net to get it in? Like, I know I still see those in gyms all over the place. In the NBA at that. How is Mitch Knight? There's no way you're line driving these free throws. That is scary, bro. A line drive free throw, like at 7 foot.
But you know what? He's been shooting it like that all season. So you would think that someone would say, you know what? We're going into the playoffs. You know, you're a big man. You're going to end up at the foul. Like, they know that you're not a great foul shooter. So let's work on your foul shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I don't know.
Jose said Vincent was going right by RJ. Vincent's slouch. Quick, man.
Yeah, he's Vincent no slouch.
He's like one of those guys that you grab off the, you know, the wire that you never really expect to be like Jose Alvarado.
Yeah, his name Alvarado. Yeah, something like that. I know you're talking about one Pelicans, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. The dude from New York, I think, he's from Harlem. Mm. It's like, bro, like some of these guys, all they need is an opportunity, and exactly. they can play on any floor. It's just sometimes, you know, it's the height thing. You know, height thing is usually one of the first. I know tons of guys that are too talented to not be playing basketball somewhere just because of their height. You know what I mean? So I know, shout out to a lot of these guys that get in the league and just take advantage of the opportunity. Yeah. So shout out to Gabe Vincent, but
chill
out. Yeah, man. Jose said, the zone is killing us. It really is. Especially when we don't want to shoot and we still like Julius try to go toward the zone anyway. And like, he still does this thing where he waits until the defense is literally on his body, like 2-3 guys on him before he passes. It's like, yo, why don't you just pass when you see the defense coming? Like, I don't know. It's weird, but you know, whatever. Congrats, Kat. Paul. So I'm
you did it, man. Congratulations.
I was on the Xbox. I wasn't playing, but I was in the Xbox chat with Toon. If Toon's in the chat, shout out Toon. And we were watching the game. Well, he wasn't watching the game. I was watching the game. And Paul jumped in the chat, and Paul was like, he was like 10 seconds ahead of me. So like, he was like not trying to get excited, so I wouldn't like know what we had. So I was like, shout out to you, Paul. But he ended up leaving. He was like, I don't want to ruin nothing for you. Mm-hmm. So this is him saying congrats. Shout out to you, Paul. He's actually a Bulls fan, so appreciate you even coming through. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And actually watching the game, you know what I mean? Like, this guy, RJ Elbow on Lowry. Yeah, man. He needs a few more of those. RJ, do me a favor. More of those, man. I don't need it. Paul says, Hartenstein was great, but Mitch needs to watch fouls in the first half. Yeah, that was
bad. Yo, that's what killed the momentum, because we needed him in there.
He picking up those two fouls early is like, he has to figure out how to not get himself into these easy fouls. It's like sometimes they're not even worth it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you said, Hartenstein shouldn't even be in the game as much as Hartenstein was in there to get to pick up the four fouls he picked up.
But yo, he played.
He played. He was our
sacrificed his body.
He definitely was. He gets the game ball tonight.
Yeah.
He definitely gets the game ball. Now, yeah. Jalen Brunson balled out. Points, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But that hustle, Hartenstein gets the game ball.
For sure.
For sure. For sure. Big Taz said, bro, what was that? I don't know, man.
Scary.
That's what it was. It was scary.
Scary.
And it's 0-0 again, and we're going to Miami. So
that's what we needed to do. We did what we needed to do. Yeah, we won. Yeah,
we won.
You know?
Now we need to take one in Miami.
Yes.
We have to. Like, that's...
Yeah.
We can't come back to New York down one.
Right.
It can't happen. It can't happen. Actually, no. Down two.
We can't... No. Miami is 2 games in a row.
Yeah, if they won 2 games in a row, I'm saying we can't come back to New York.
To the Garden. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We can't come back to New York down to.
Right.
It would be, 3-1. Yeah, that can't happen. It can't happen, bro. I don't. Jimmy Butler scares me. The dude scares. He does, man. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. He's different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But the one has to be the first one. Yes, you got it. You got to punch him. We can't let them go up 2-1. I really want to get that win first. Let's go up 2-1. And then if they win that second one, cool. Then we come back to New York 0-0 again. You know what I mean? And then it's the first of two.
Yeah.
But we got to go in there and get this win, man. We got to make them miss shots. I think that's the key. There's nothing that they're going to do different. I can't see us making an adjustment to anything that would change what Miami did. We just have to pray that they miss shots. Because guys like Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin, if they're shooting like this, it's going to be a very, very, very long series.
Yeah. Neither one of these teams was shooting like this the last game. So, you know, we weren't expecting it to be like this. But because Duncan Robinson scored nothing game one. Mm-hmm. And tonight he came out and he was knocking down a few of them. Ended up with 9
eight,
points.
8-2.
Three of eight.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Haywood Highsmith, if he came in and he was kind of like shaking things up.
Yeah. Well, the thing is the only thing about Haywood, I felt bad. They had him on Julius for a little while, and I said, yeah, this is not good because this kid is tiny. You put him on Julius, he's going to start going crazy.
Yeah.
So, which he did. Julius, as he should have, he ate his lunch. So, hopefully, Julius is feeling a little bit better. But, you know, he looked good. So let's just get to some stats real quick. Real quick, Paul says, you think Julius' late game brain meltdowns will cost them?
Which situation in particular?
Late game. That's my problem with that quote, is late game. Because I would rather you say you think Julius's brain meltdowns will cost him. Because I don't think it only happens late game. It happens all game long. He does dumb shit all day. All the time. I wish it was just late game. Actually, I don't. But you know what I mean? Like, I wish it wasn't all game long. At least, bro.
I mean, if you're going to wish he never does it.
Yeah, wish he never does it. Yeah, I mean, like, oh, man. I don't know.
The lane violation. Gotcha.
Yeah, that one.
That made things scary.
Because it's like, these are not the moments to make these mistakes.
Right. And that's a rookie mistake. That's like,
you would have thought Obi would have made that.
Not in the NBA type mistake, but
it not happened. By your all-star. Not by your all-star.
Exactly. Not by the one. So, I mean, hey.
I don't know. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to Nixon Nice. Shout out to you, bro. I don't know. Major Wayne says, new series now. Yeah, like you were saying earlier, you said this is game seven. Yeah, you got to have that mentality. real quick, let's go through some stats. Okay. RJ Barrett. Start with him. RJ Barrett tonight. 8 of 17 from the field, 5 of 9 from the 3. Let's so we could just stop right there.
You look good.
I'm going to stop there. You know why? I don't know when I can ever say RJ is going to go 5 for 9 from 3 in the playoffs again. So, while it's here, I'm going to enjoy it. Like it's Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ask him to do this all the time. I'm just proud that he did it tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 5 of 9 for 3. And the thing is, it was the confidence. First of all, he started out the game hitting.
Yes.
It was just like, all right, yeah, I'm right into good. It. You know what I mean? First quarter, I think he had 3 in the first quarter. I just want him to continue this upward trajectory towards wherever the hell his ceiling is.
Right.
But for him to be able to give you 24 points, now 3 turnovers, he's still going to make bonehead moves. He still does it every now and then. So can't be too mad at him, but, you know, he's got to clear that up. But 24 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and just knocking down shots when we needed him. Like, there was a few times, like, he's knocking down shots, and I'm like, boy, like, it kind of, yeah. I gave a sigh of relief, but I want to see him to continue to make this improvement. What'd you see from RJ today, man?
He, like I said, he looked good. I'm still used to the RJ Barrett that missed open 3-point shots. And so anytime he spotted up to shoot, I was just like, and then when he hit it, I was like, oh, okay, good. You know, to the point where, like, mid-game, I was just like, okay, he got that.
He's going to knock it down, yeah. Yeah. So, after the first 2 or 3, I was like, okay. Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So, I mean, you know, Julius Randle, he had his moments. There was also some plays Julius Randle made today that was just great plays.
But yeah.
He had equally the same amount of bonehead ones.
Yeah.
One in particular. Now, he did get one of his 3 turnovers, which I'm not going to blame him for. I'm actually blaming RJ for this one. You're going into the half, and my boy Leek, he actually called me because this is what I was trying to say to him. Julius Randle. No, RJ Barrett is 37 seconds left on the clock. He's dribbling the ball up the court. And he decides that there's nowhere for him to go. When, to me, this is where you, this is the time you force it to the basket. It's the 2-for-1 opportunity. You know what I mean? It's 24 seconds in the shot clock. If you let it get down to 24 and you take a shot at like the 25 mark, then you've given them, the other team, the last possession for the half. So you usually try to go for a 2-for-1 so you can get the ball back. At least for 6 to 7 seconds after, you know, they don't have the ball anymore. So RJ decides to instead pass to Julius. So now Julius is in 2-for-1 mode. So he tries to rush to the basket and make a 2-for-1 play because, you know, we need these moments right here. Now, was it the smartest play? Absolutely not. But I forgot who it was. Caleb Martin, I believe it was. Or Strauss. One of them. One of the guys that played for the Miami Heat. They set a pick. They drew a charge on Julius. Now, I still think he was moving. I think that could have been an offensive foul. I mean, a defensive foul, blocking. But I just personally believe that Julius was trying to make a play that he saw was the best play to make, and RJ didn't make that play. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know what, let me go make this play. And he forced himself into a turnover there. Now, I do think he could have made a better play, of course, but RJ's got to be aware of the time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are the things. This is why I say RJ's still young. Because those are things that, you know, Julius was on that mind, you know, was on that wavelength, that mindset. That's what he was thinking about. 2-for-1 opportunity, let's get the ball back. You know what I mean? And RJ just didn't, he wasn't aware of the moment at that time. And I think those are things that he'll learn to get better at.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you're in the four shots all game, RJ. This is the time to force a shot. Go ahead in the basket now and force a shot. If you miss, cool. We had a shot attempt. We will get the ball back and finish the half with the ball. That's it. That's all you really got to do. But, you know, didn't do that. Now, Julius ends up with 3 turnovers. And, you know, he also had 8 assists, 12 rebounds. You know, give him that. 3-of-9 from the 3-point line. And that's kind of what I was saying from him for Julius prior to the game, is that not just him making these shots and taking these shots and spacing the floor, it's being able to get, you know, those rebounds, those 12 rebounds, man. He led the team in rebounds tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you have guys that are going to put bodies on Mitchell Robinson. Why? Because he's one of the best rebounders in the league and probably the best offensive rebounder in the league. So you're going to have them putting bodies on Mitchell Robinson. So Julius Randle is going to have full range to grab boards all day long.
And you did say that in the pre-show. So, yeah. I mean, there you go.
So these are the reasons why, you know, if there's anything that we have to do in any series that we play, we have to play to our strengths. And one of our strengths is grabbing boards. If we continue to grab rebounds and make shots, there shouldn't be a game that we are not in. There shouldn't be a game that we can't win. You know what I mean? Because we have the personnel to actually do these things. Now, coach made the decision once again. We won the game, so I'm not mad, to start Josh Hart over Quentin Grimes. I don't have a problem with Josh Hart starting, but I do feel like Quentin Grimes does not know where to get his shots from on the bench, running with the bench unit. His spacing is different. His role is different. He was 1-for-3 tonight, 0-of-2 from the 3-point line. Yeah, you can say that he's come back from injury. I do think a lot of it just happens to be running with the wrong squad.
He forced 2 of the shots. Like, you know, he was out there to shoot those shots. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once he got the ball, he was just like, all right, but they weren't good attempts.
Yeah.
But he needs to get going. I kept saying that, yo, get him going. Mm-hmm. And he was chucked a couple times where, mm-hmm. like, he was open for a nice third pass that would have been wide open where he could have knocked it down. And I just feel like, I mean, both Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, you know, kind of took the shot themselves, made it. But yeah, I was just like, yo, you need to get him going so that he's an option. So defense is afraid to leave him, you know, and it frees you up to do more. So, you know, I mean, that's what I was hoping to see a little bit more, but it was tough. So, and then he was pulled out of the game.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely was.
Somebody else that let me down tonight, they just didn't look as good as I was hoping. And it was IQ. IQ. Because he came out, he did score back-to-back shots, but it just seemed like that was it.
He only played 9 minutes.
Yeah, it was like, not a lot at all.
Coach has been consistent with one thing since he's become coach of this team. He plays who proves they need to be playing. And now I'm not saying that Quickly doesn't need to be playing at all, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is right now there's something that Quickly isn't showing coach.
Right.
And that's why he has 9 minutes. You know what I mean? There should be no reason why he has 9 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a trust thing. That's not a he's missing shots kind of thing. We've seen him shoot worse than 3-for-7 before. You know, you've seen him shoot worse. You know, he's 0-for-4 from three, but like, who else? Everybody's missing 3-point shots. I mean, besides for our big three tonight. And Josh Hart made a couple threes. Josh Hart bothers me sometimes with these threes, because it's like,
he don't take them.
He doesn't. And like you said, he takes the ones that he's comfortable with. Yeah. Cool.
Because sometimes he's open. And he'll hesitate. And once he has that hesitation,
it's over.
You can't take that shot. You have to give it up.
He cannot hesitate because he has one of the slowest releases on his team. Probably the slowest. His windup is outrageously, ridiculously slow. Yeah. It's almost on...
Randall's is kind of slow, too.
Yeah. Well, but the thing with Randall's is it's his footing. Like, he tries to get his foot under him, and then he starts low. So, you know, he starts from, like, his hip. That's where his shot starts from. Mm-hmm. Julius doesn't start from up here. He brings it here, and then he brings it out like that, you know? So, it's a little bit different with Julius, but with Hart, his feet are set already. And then he does the thing when he gets behind it, and then it's like, dude, shoot the ball. You know what I mean? But, you know, shout out to Hart. He was 4-for-11, 2-for-4 from three. He was 4-for-7 from the free throw line, which I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Very surprised he couldn't knock down at least two of those of the three that he missed. But he still came out with 9 assists and 11 rebounds, 14 points. The dude, he started the game and they had a triple double. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, and a lot of it wasn't even like you're depending on him for any kind of offense. Or anything. Like, he's just there to help on offense half the time, which is crazy. So to see him get 9 assists and you're not even thinking about him having the ball or running it, like, they have him listed as the point guard on this lineup.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. So Jalen Brunson,
Josh Hart, highest assist for the team.
Yeah, highest assist for the team. Right above Julius. He had 9. Julius had 8. Jalen Brunson had 2.
2. And he's the guard.
I mean, if we're looking at it, that's probably why Josh Hart was running as the point guard. Because, like, listen, let's get Jalen open. Let's get Jalen some shots. That was probably by design, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Jalen shot 6-10 from 3. 10-19 from the field. 4-4 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. 30 points. Like, 30. He played free tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I think that was part of not having to shoulder a lot of the offense on the playmaking side. So you know, I think, and that's probably why Josh Hart is starting over Grimes, because it makes it easier for Brunson to just be more of a scorer in that lineup, because
Grimes ain't gonna do that.
Grimes is gonna stand in the corner and wait to take his shots. Now sometimes that'll work, but if he's not hitting those threes, then it's like,
it hurts. Yep.
What are we doing? You know, and that's gonna hurt you in the long run. Back to the chat real quick. Real quick. I did see a question from Big Taz. Question, what can the Knicks do to stop Miami from hitting those threes, particularly from Vincent? Pray? I mean, we can get on them. We can get on them, but Gabe, I ain't going to lie, man. Like, he was shooting with dudes in his face.
Yeah, contested shots he was knocking down. So
yeah, like.
What can you do? Foul him so bad that he has to leave the game?
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't know what we could possibly do to change it. Like, he was hot. He carried that energy from the first game straight to the second game.
And he played a physical game, too.
Yeah. So, he took it to the rack. Yeah, man.
He wasn't Duncan Robinson, like, running through screens and then shooting. Like, he spotted up with defense. I mean, like, yeah, he had screens, too. But he took some contested shots.
He gives me Fred VanVleet vibes.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely gives me Fred VanVleet vibes.
Yeah.
I think that's he's a little
minus the handle.
Minus the handle, right. Let's see. We see CIA's in the chat. He said we played with no pajazzness today.
It was a dog-eat-dog.
It was some
type
of
game, man.
Some of it was but we got out of there. You know what I'm saying? It was some crying. Big L said we are not able to win this series if we play the way we were playing tonight. No, I'm gonna be honest with you, Big L. Like I said earlier, every game is gonna be like this. Miami is not going to let us win any game. Any game that we win, we're going to claw out and scratch our way out of it. It's not going to be an easy game because that's how these guys have been playing with injuries. They just beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Tyler Hero.
Word.
Who is possibly their best offensive player.
Yeah.
And then, look, Gabe Vincent steps right in. You know what I mean? Like, that is a good coach. That's a very well. I said it on the pregame. I respect the hell out of Eric Spoelstra because that guy knows his ball, man. He knows his in game adjustments are just freaking weird and random. Mm-hmm. He knows how to throw you off with simple things like, you know what? I'm going to throw you in his zone right now. And then next play, no zone. Go, man. For what? Why are we doing this? You know what I mean? And then now you're just confused about what the hell's going on. You're trying to run an offense. You don't know how they're going to react. CIA says game ball goes to Melo.
Melo was there. Mello I think he brought us. There was a lot of Nick alumni in attendance.
Adamire was there.
Cool to see. Yeah, him and Stan was sitting next to each other.
Starks was there.
Yep.
A lot of guys. Yuri was going on. Toon was going on.
There you go.
He said they look sluggish this game, but they have to stop these threes somehow.
It's tough
making Gabe and Caleb look like Curry and Clay. Please don't give them any ideas, Tony. Please, he said.
I mean,
they sound like softball players to Albuquerque. What the fuck is going on? See, I ain't said they got to jump Gabe Vincent before the game.
Yeah, that's it, man. Cause
that's it.
That probably will give him more fuel, man. He'll probably come out and knock everything down.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude don't play.
Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. I'm not going to lie, man.
Is that how you spell his name?
There's an E missing. Spoel, I think. Yeah, Spoelstra. I don't even know what he is. He looked like he just been in the sun all his life.
I mean... He's got to be some type of Hispanic background, no?
Either Hispanic, Trinidadian, something. It's some Trini? Kind of.
Wow.
I don't know. Regardless,
I got to Google
that now, the dude. Yeah, now you got to Google it. He might be Hawaiian or some shit. Listen, the dude he's consistently been somehow, even with this team, look at the team that he took to the finals a few years ago. You know what I mean? Beating the Milwaukee Bucks once again on their way. You know what I mean? But he's definitely one of the best coaches in the league. He says he's Filipino.
Asian Filipino, yeah.
There we go. Okay, he's Asian Filipino. Okay. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
Way wrong.
Well, Filipino.
Some kind of Hispanic in there.
Yeah.
Ish. Anyway, So I'm gonna open the floor for some fans to jump on. Give you guys about a minute or two to tell me how you're feeling about the game. I would like to, let's see how I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna have to put the link in the chat, and however you guys can do that. Let's see. However you guys can join or grab the link from the chat. I don't know how easy that's gonna be, but we can have you guys come on for a minute or two and just tell me how you're feeling about tonight's game, man. It's this
hell of a series, or you know,
or anything. Yeah, the game, the series. So if you guys are interested on coming up for about a minute or two, like I said, just let us know. We'll put the link in the chat. Just do us a favor and just turn off. If you're watching on YouTube in the background, turn that down.
Mute it.
Because we'll be able to hear it. Trust me, everyone will be able to hear the feedback, and we'll just have to mute you, and then it makes no sense. But if you guys would like to join up, just let us know real quick. 1 or 2 minutes. Just let us know how you're feeling. So I'm gonna go ahead and put the link in the chat real quick, so that actually now I'm do it from over here. You see what I'm saying? See, now I'm the guy with this sound in the background. You see how that sounds? We don't want that to happen. We definitely don't want that to happen. But yeah, like if you guys would like to join up.
Yeah, this is the first time we did something like this. So, you know, bear with us.
Right, yeah, bear with us real quick. You know what I'm saying? This is something, you know, first time.
In theory, this sounds dope. So we'll see how it goes.
In theory, it sounds dope. But anyway, while everybody's getting their guts together, thinking if they're gonna do it or not, we can get back to some Knicks talk. So yeah, man, more stats tonight. Obi Toppin.
Yeah, Obi. He looks sad tonight, man.
I don't know what happened with Obi. It was a completely different, you know, I mean, I can't, let's be honest. We know what happened with Obi tonight. Julius Randle played.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And that kind of makes a big difference when it comes to Obi Toppin and how he plays, because there's just, you know, no reason to really have him out there if Julius is going to play 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Obi Toppin's not really going to get any rhythm. He took 2 threes, missed both. Didn't get to the line. He grabbed 1 rebound. But
that's it.
That's pretty much it. And this is why we have the Obi Toppin conversation consistently, because we don't know who he's going to be from night to night. Julius Randle playing should not take you completely out of your game. You know what I mean? I think you should be able to still put up more than 2 shots. I think you should still be able to cut to the basket. Someone who's as athletic as he is. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying you still have some control over the situation in terms of what you can actually do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's just me. That's just me. And Toon says, he said, and CJ was at the game. Oh, we actually have Toon, who has joined up on the show. Let's get him in here now. You see how he's feeling about tonight's game. What's going on, Toon? What's going on, Tessa?
What is happening? What's good, Rick? What's good, Kat? What's going on? I figured I'd jump in. I'll be the leader to jump in real quick.
Do that.
You already know how I felt about the game. I had to turn away because my anxiety was raising up. Blood pressure. So I felt like they needed my support spiritually and not physically watching the game. So I was watching in the background. But as far as this game, as far as the series goes, I already called ESPN before the series started. In order to stop the Heat, in order to move on, we have to stop Jimmy. Jimmy didn't play today. And then the second point I made was they have to stop the threes. Mm-hmm. We started to do that later on in the season. And in this game, it was like we just forgot to switch. And then we bit under the screen and we're leaving too much space open for these guys. And if you leave a shooter like Duncan Robinson, and even Max Strus or Strauss, however you pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Down to Caleb, down to Gabe. Mm-hmm. These guys is going to hit. They're professional shooters. So they're going to hit. You got to stop doing it. They got to know when to switch, and they got to know when to play man. As far as Obi goes, Obi need to stop shooting the way he shoot. The nigga shoot like, I'm sorry, I said the N-word. Pardon me. The man shoot like he trying to hit the top of the garden. You need to stop shooting like that. I understand, like, you need to put an arc on your shot. You need to put a little rainbow on it, a little touch. But he needs to stop shooting like that. And when he's in these little slumps, he needs to attack the basket like RJ. That's it.
He's trying to shoot the shot clock sometimes.
Yeah, like, he's mad at the shot clock. He's mad at the rest. So he's trying to hit the shot. It's like, bro, just shoot normally. You don't have to shoot like that.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think the second one he put up was an air ball.
Yeah, it was forced. And I get it. Like, that's his shot. So, like, when he hits, it's like, oh, yeah, let's go. But when he's missing, it's like it's really ugly.
Bad, yeah.
It's really, really ugly. It's like it sends a breeze throughout the whole garden. We don't need that air right now. We need that shit to be airtight, and we need to be locked in.
Take a shot. We being there like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, whoo. But it's like, my last thing before I get off, they need to help Mitchell Robinson in the paint with the rebounding. He's going to get himself hurt. He actually got me a little nervous when he had went for the rebound and his back went like
sideways. Over Lowry, right?
Yeah, over Lowry. He almost went into a whole C. And I had, you know, Mr. Glass flashback. So I didn't want him to get hurt. Because if he get hurt, that's like a huge, huge piece that's going to be down for us. And it's going to be crucial. And actually, one more thing, I lied. One last thing is, Mitchell Robinson pisses me off when he shoots free throws because it's like he's trying to hit the front of the rim.
Yeah.
Or straight in the backboard.
Use the backboard. I don't know why he don't just use the backboard.
What really gets me is like he'll shoot his shot, and then when he's like getting ready to get the ball back from the ref, he'll put the whole arc in the shot like you're supposed to shoot. But it's like, bro, why are you not doing that when you're shooting free throws?
Yeah, right. Like he'll be like,
yeah,
and but then he gets the ball and be like, I'm like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Like,
what was that doing? Practice for there?
Yeah, what was you practicing? Mike said add me. I said the link is in the chat. Link is in the chat, man.
All right, get off so the next person can get on.
All right, yo, appreciate you, Tune. Yo, appreciate you for joining up. Thank you. Appreciate you. We got, of course, my guy, Reckon.
Oh, okay.
In the building. What's going on?
All right.
Hey, man.
Good to see you.
I just want to real quick say I promised to win tonight. I came through on that promise.
You did.
So,
yo, let me tell you.
You're welcome. Okay,
you got the floor.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. He said, you're welcome.
I mean, I say this all the time, man. I'm the resident Knicks fan at my job. So even the shuttle driver was like, "Yo, they gonna win tonight?" And I was just like, "Yeah, they gotta win. You know, regardless if Jimmy plays or not, like they're gonna go into the Garden. They gotta win tonight." Uh-huh. So I told him that I'm getting off the thing. He was like, "Well, we'll see." So I was like, "Yo, if they don't win, I'm not gonna hear it. I mean, I'm gonna hear it all day tomorrow from everybody." Right. So.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
So thanks, Joe, for the win. I could keep my head up high tomorrow when I walk.
Yes, sir. All right, man. I don't want to keep y'all, man. I'm on here all the time. Let some other folks get on. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, man. We tired of you, man. Get out of here, bro.
Hilarious, Joe.
All right, yo, holler at me, bro. Yeah, man. We're waiting for some more people to join up. Somebody, I think Mike said, add me. I did see Izzy joined up, but then I think his link popped out. So just let me know if you
guys... Yeah, just click the link, guys. Just click the link. It'll bring you in. Put your name in if you want, and then we'll add you.
Yep.
How much longer are we going to do this? Because I know people are shy.
People are shy. You know what I mean? It might take a little bit. Probably not. Give it another 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Give it another 10 minutes, you know. So, you know, give people time to put some lights, you know, go find they fitted hat. You know what I'm saying? Cause they don't want to just come on here with the scruff look. You know what I mean? I get it.
Right.
Mike, in the chat. Check in the
just,
chat.
Just click the link, man.
The link is in the chat. All you're gonna have to do is you might have to actually copy the link itself and add it into your what you call Actually, I might have your... You know what? I got your phone number, my boy. I'll send it to you right now. Come on. Come on. Join up with us, man. Join up with us. Let's see what you're talking about. Because you over here talking about add me. I don't even think he watched the game. Talk about add me.
Yo, what we talking about?
What we talking about? You gonna jump in here like, yo, what we talking about? You know what I mean? Hold on, there you go right here. What are we talking about?
Yo, first off, that was a great win. Right?
There you go. Shout out to you, man.
Julius Randle almost blew the game for y'all. Julius is doing Julius the Bozo the Clown stuff as usual. Why are you stepping over the line?
Yeah.
Why? What is your issue?
Yeah, he couldn't even complain about it to nobody. Because he's like, I did it.
His feet too damn big, bro. I don't know what it was.
You have 3 feet. You can take 3 steps backwards, bro.
You got us playing in the back? I think I hear it in the background.
I think I am. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, turn it down just a tad.
I'm not gonna front because I'm on my phone, so it's like...
Okay.
Okay. But, look, man, I ain't gonna lie. That was a great win. Mm-hmm. Garden was rocking.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, my dorm was like, yo, is it really like this in New York? Said, yes. This is how it is everywhere you go. Yes,
everywhere. That's a fact, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was a good game. We had to get a win in the Garden. That was something I was saying. Like, we gotta get a win in the Garden because we can't go to Miami down 0-2. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't know if y'all peeped it, but did you see Jimmy Butler smiling on the sideline?
He was talking to a fan.
Like, you know, I got something for y'all when y'all come to the 305. That was a tough game, though, man. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a good game, bro. It was definitely a good game, but they got to clean up a lot of stuff and be ready for whatever they throw at him, man, because you know Jimmy's going to be ready on game 3 on Saturday.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all a question. Is Mitch hurt?
Nah.
Not that I'm
aware. That's just the way he walks. He walks like Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a weird walk. Mitch, he do a little weird walk thing. Like, he's a weird character. He's a weird character. And you just talking about how he jumps for rebounds and how he jumps, like, he never jumps straight up. Like, he jumps, like, with his back bent. I'm like, you're going to hurt yourself like that. Like, it's,
yeah, you definitely hurt yourself.
Like, you can't do that. But he'll learn. Hopefully it's not this year, but you know, we'll see.
But here's my question, right? I had a question for you earlier. I don't know if you've seen it. Is it smart enough to pick up Dylan Brooks to bring back the New York attitude to a New York team?
I don't want that man on the team.
No.
Dylan Brooks.
Nothing to do with that man.
All right, so this is my thing on Dylan Brooks. I don't know what his game is. Like, I know that he's a defensive player.
Yeah.
I think he's a great energy guy. I think it's easy for him to get into guys' head, but I don't. We good. Whatever he brings, we actually have that. We have those guys that are actually tough. Like, we got some actual dogs on this team.
Right.
I don't think. Like, yeah, sure. Adding another dog would help. But then you got to take somebody else out of the rotation. And I mean, like, who would that be? Obi. Yeah,
who you taking out? You
can't take out Obi.
But Obi don't get enough. Obi. Well.
You take Obi out, but then again, it's like, is Dylan Brooks a power forward? So, I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody else in the chat likes Dylan Brooks. So
yeah, everybody's saying, nah, Brooks off, he's trash. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's his fault, bro. He created that image for himself.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did.
A regular light-skinned guy being a regular light-skinned guy.
That's okay. But, all right, Mike. Appreciate you for coming on my show. Thank you. I'll let you later.
Hold on. I know you're not kicking me off the show.
You gotta go, bro. You gotta get up out of here, man. You ain't gotta go home. You gotta get the hell up out of here.
Like, nah, it's just the connection is not so good around here. So, it's, you know.
You don't understand that, man. You know, it's not passing to you, man. Okay? I like to people lady.
Take it easy, my Haitian brother. Love you, bro. That's one of my closest friends.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Ann says, Obi shoot better.
Oh, yeah.
he can shoot. He can get out in the break. I just don't know what is Dylan Brooks good at?
Hey, getting in people's head.
Okay. That's a skill. It's a skill. I don't know if it's a skill that's needed on the basketball court over any other basketball skill.
No, I don't want them. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, if this is 2-3 years ago, yeah, I'd take them. But not in a squad. We good. That's just me. That's just me personally. If no one else wants, like, you know, to join up and chill with us, you know, for a little bit, I think I'll take that as a it's time for us to get the hell up out of here.
Yeah, we could wrap anyway.
Yeah, we did that. We did that. Lakers up 1.5. Next game Saturday. Days to mend. Man, that Lakers series with the Golden State Warriors is going to be very, very interesting.
It's already historic. So, I mean, no matter what happens, it's going to be one that stays in history books.
One for the books. It's one for the books, man. It's definitely one for the books. Last one, Brooks is soft and he's ready to be an all-star overseas. I like that, man. I like that, man.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Overseas.
But listen, man, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Guard Up Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with the big cuzzo, Rick DeRulo. And we are here after game 2 win versus the Miami Heat, 111-105. We got to keep this energy up. You guys rest up because we're going to need this energy. And I'm talking about the fans. I'm not even talking about the players. We're going to need this energy on Saturday because a lot of us might not make it through the game if we don't get any rest, you know, the night before. This is going to be a stressful series. Just buckle up. Just buckle up. Get ready for it. But
I might miss the game on Saturday, man. I'm like stressed.
Why are you going to miss the game?
3:30 is the middle of the day, man. I'm running around that time. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm going to listen to it on the radio, hopefully, but
right.
I'm not going to be able to see it. You know, it changes a lot.
Wow, man. That's gonna be tough. Well, listen, Nick's gonna get a dub that game. We're gonna win. Somehow we're gonna figure it out. I'm confident in his team, confident in his coach. And let's just get back to the grind, get back to the drum board, start from square one, as usual. That's how we do it. But appreciate you guys for coming out to the Guard Up Knicks podcast. If you're here, please do us a favor. Hit that like button. Subscribe so you're notified when we go live. Rick, what's more important? Be a man and watch the game. Listen, just drop us a like. And if you're listening on podcast form, just do us a favor and just give us a 5-star in the review. And once again, until next time, y'all have a good one.
Word.
Peace.